Democrat Janet Mills will become the first woman to become governor of the state of Maine. Buoyed by a national surge of progressive disenchantment with Republican President Donald Trump and energized women voters, Mills defeated Republican businessman Sean Moody and independent Terry Hayes. She was part of a Democratic wave election that swept through the lower house of Congress and governor's mansions across the country. Steve Missler reports.
Moments before taking the stage at her election night headquarters in Portland, Mills scooped up her granddaughter, Noelle. It was shortly after midnight. The music was loud, and the toddler was tired. Mills, who will turn 71 next month, was not. She bounded onto the stage to get ready by the Temptations, sang a few lines, and did a little dance. And then she talked about the next chapter for Maine.
You know, there is too much at stake here to fall back on the old ways. I pledge as your governor to think anew, to act anew, to begin anew, starting now.
Mills' victory came on a good night for Democrats almost everywhere. The party has had precious few of those during recent elections, including the 2016 presidential race that put Donald Trump in the White House. That outcome shocked national Democrats. But it was a familiar feeling for Maine progressives who have suffered brutal losses to the governor Mills will succeed in January, Republican Paul LePage. Those losses, as well as the 2016 presidential election, were top of mind for Tamara Hoke, who arrived early for Mills' election party. Hoke was optimistic, but also prepared for the worst.
It's hard not to feel a little discouraged, but I think Janet's run a very positive campaign. I think she's a very strong candidate, very intelligent, very knowledgeable. And it would be so wonderful to have our first woman governor.
Shortly before midnight, it was increasingly clear that Hoke's wish would be granted. Mills had pulled ahead of Moody by 7 points, and that was before all the votes were counted in progressive strongholds like Portland. Shortly after midnight, Moody, who had been backed by LePage's political team, addressed his supporters at his business headquarters in Gorham. He said he thought he had a path to victory, but he said he was facing strong headwinds, a national surge that trickled all the way to the polling places he visited on Tuesday.
And I could kind of get a feel or a sense, you know, shaking hands, people going in. There was a lot of people who are on a mission. And I think, you know, the political pendulum swings, you know, from one side to the other. And I think we got a strong effort going on here in the state of Maine and probably nationally to try to swing it back, you know, the other way.
On Tuesday, the pendulum swung left, allowing Mills to be a part of a national resurgence for Democrats in gubernatorial races. Republicans entered Election Day controlling 33 governor's offices. But Democrats, utilizing new financial support redirected by progressive donors to state races, showed signs of loosening the GOP grip. By early Wednesday morning, they had picked up 6 governor seats, including the one in Maine. The win is especially sweet for Mills, the state's attorney general and a longtime nemesis of LePage. She didn't mention the governor by name on Tuesday, only what she called the politics of cynicism and anger. And for a brief moment, it looked like she wouldn't address the history she had just made. At least not the history everyone was thinking about.
Something about this election is a little different. Something makes this stand apart from the rest. I will be the first and only governor elected from Franklin County.
Then, her head fake completed, Mills gave her supporters, many of them women, some of them crying, what they wanted to hear.
Tonight, I do hope this election sends a powerful signal, a message to the women and girls of Maine of any age. There is no obstacle you cannot overcome. None.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.